Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
All right, Kevin is on hold. He is locked and loaded.
Yes.
The bravest man in Atlanta wants to confess his crush to a woman, and he will do that live on the radio. If she wants to know, Jen's favorite radio segment of all time is her brainchild, Confess Your Crush, because Jen is the love cheerleader.
I like to be, most of the time.
Jen, say hello to Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Kevin. Welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. How's it going?
It's going good. It's going good.
All right. If you are not familiar with Confess Your Crush and you are listening to this segment for the very first time, this is what you're going to hear. Kevin is about to describe a woman that he knows to us that he has a crush on.
Mm-hmm.
We then call that woman and tell her that she has an admirer and ask her if she wants to know who that admirer is.
If she says yes, we ask her to guess who she thinks the admirer might be.
Which is so uncomfortable. There's not a lot that makes me uncomfortable, and that always makes me squirm. And then after she guesses, and that awkward happens, Kevin, then you will come on and confess your crush to her.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
I commend you for being so brave this morning, Kevin. I'm excited.
Thank you.
Okay, so tell us who you have a crush on.
So her name is Ashley.
Okay.
And she's amazing. I haven't been able to stop thinking about her since we met. We met a little while back at a friend of mine, Doug, and Doug and Alyssa's wedding.
Okay.
And so she is Alyssa's sister, the maid of honor.
Okay.
And, man, she just lights up the room. I don't want to, you know, say anything about Alyssa, but I think Ashley kind of put her to shame. Like, she was just the most beautiful woman in the room. I couldn't stop looking at her the whole night. So
she was the Pippa.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was the Pippa at the royal wedding.
She had that Pippa boot.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. You got it. So, yeah, she's this gorgeous lady. You know, we spent some time together, had some drinks at the hotel bar, got to know each other a little bit. But, you know, by that point, everybody's drinking. So we were getting a little loose. I really enjoyed the time with her. But, you know, we didn't get to know each other too good because she kept getting called away, you know, being the maid of honor. So I would love to get to know her a little better, spend some more time with her. Take her out on a real date.
She had those annoying maid of honor obligations, like,
yeah,
help
right?
me hold my dress up while I pee, and other things.
Those glamorous duties.
Yeah, yep.
So, Kevin, why haven't you reached out through Doug to get her information? Like, why hold back the crush so far?
Well, I mean, I'm a little intimidated. You know, I feel a little bit like I'm playing out of my league, to be honest. She's that gorgeous. I don't know. I guess I could use a little help,
okay.
To be honest.
Sure. Okay, so when we call Ashley and tell her somebody has a crush on her, we usually try to play to the ego a little bit and drop some compliments
sure.
in there. So obviously you think that she's incredibly beautiful. You thought she had a great personality. What other things could we say, hey, your crusher thinks this about you?
Oh, man, I don't know if, like, she whitens her teeth or what, but when she smiles, it really does, like, light up the room, I think. She's got these amazing eyes. They just pop. They, like, sparkle. I don't know how to explain it. She's got an amazing body, of course. She's definitely very fit. She takes care of herself. I think she, like, runs marathons. Like, she's in really good shape. Her hair, like, it's got, like, this golden thread, you know? It's like she's, like, got, what do you call it, auburn hair, but with, like, a gold streak? I don't know. I don't know if that's, you know, if she goes to the stylist or if that's just natural, but
you have
so,
noticed
there you go. There,
you,
there's some things.
You've
wow.
noticed more about this woman than I have about my own wife.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I've got the physical description. What about your interaction with her, or personality-wise, would you say?
Okay, well, she's definitely very, you know, very fun-loving. She's got, you know, she jokes around really well. I think the two of us, you know, we play back and forth really well. She's very, I don't know, playful, I guess.
Okay.
But she's very flirty, very fun, very, very good to joke with, so.
And, Kevin, as far as you know, Ashley is single.
Yes, definitely. She. I asked her that, you know, point blank, and she said, yes, I'm definitely single. You know, she was just there to support her sister. She loves her, you know, but she was there unattached.
And okay. safe to assume you were at the wedding without a date as well.
Right. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Okay.
That would have been awkward.
Yeah, right.
All right. So if you can give us like 3-4 minutes here, we'll call her. We'll call Ashley. And without telling her who you are, we'll just explain that she has a secret admirer, and we'll get her all excited using the compliments that you shared with us about her. And then we'll ask her the question, do you want to know who your secret admirer is? And if she says yes, you've got to confess to her that it's you. You're the one who does the confessing part.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I can do that.
All right. And just as a warning, before if she says yes, but before we put you on with her, we're going to ask her who she thinks it is. And you might hear other people's names, but that doesn't mean anything. It's just the cruel plot twist that Jen likes to insert in the middle of this.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. Okay. We'll come back. Just give us like 3 minutes to get her willing to come on with us. And we'll come right back and complete this week's episode of Confess Your Crush.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
We're excited for Kevin to confess his crush this morning. He's just explained to us all the wonderful things about this beautiful maid of honor he met named Ashley. And Kevin, as long as you are still good to go, we are going to call Ashley.
Awesome.
Okay. Oh, you're so brave. I'm so excited.
All right. We're going to put you on hold, and you'll get to listen in to this whole conversation with Ashley. All right. Hold on.
Do you want to say hi first?
Sure.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Ashley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. This is Jeff, and Jen is here also.
Hey, Ashley.
The Jeff and Jen Show, of course, Star 94.1.
Hi, guys.
Well, we're excited to talk to you this morning, and we come bearing good news, so nothing to be nervous about.
Okay, what's up?
Says the people who talk on the radio for 5 hours every day to the person who just got a phone call saying, we're going to put you on the radio.
It is good news because, Ashley, somebody has a crush on you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And this person thinks you're beautiful and you have an incredible smile. He said your eyes sparkle, that you are playful and fun-loving and you tell some good jokes. And he just has got it bad for you.
Wow. Okay.
So a few pieces of business before we talk about that more. One, do you consider yourself a single woman?
Yes, I do.
All right. So you are not dating anybody either seriously or even casually?
No, not right now.
And are you open to dating? Like,
yes, I am.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, this guy, when we were just speaking with him, threw down such an amazing list of compliments that I was blushing on your behalf. I mean, he was describing your auburn hair having ribbons of gold.
Yes.
He was questioning who is in charge of your dental care because your smile was so beautiful.
He said it lit up the room.
That is so sweet. I don't know what to say.
So our next question for you is, do you want to know who it is who has this big crush on you?
Yeah.
do you have any guesses on who it might be?
Maybe.
Okay, so when we started saying somebody had a crush on you, did a picture pop in your mind?
Like a few people, but maybe. I don't know. I don't want to, like, guess and be wrong, though.
Why don't you just...
There's, like, a guy at work that we, like, flirt, but I don't know if it would be him, because we're just, like... It's just like the work flirting, you know, it's not, I don't think it's anything serious.
It's not a real life flirting. It's just a.
It's just like you're bored at work, so you flirt.
Okay.
Stupid saying it out loud, but I don't really know, actually. I don't think it's him.
If it is that guy, I'm sorry, if it is that guy, would that be a good thing?
I mean, yeah. I don't know. I'm not opposed, I guess. I wouldn't be like, yay.
Gotcha. Okay, well, Ashley, let me ask you one other question. Are you loving being single right now? Are you interested in starting a relationship? Like, where are you in your dating life right now, just in general?
I've just been dating casually off and on probably for the last year or two. I do love being single and very independent, but I'm getting ready to have a more serious relationship. So I've kind of just been keeping my options open, but haven't really met anyone that's like the one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, she does want to find out, Jeff.
All right. Then we will gladly introduce you to your secret admirer. Right after the break. hang on 3 minutes and we will come back and you will get to meet the guy who's got a crush on you.
All right.
All right. A confession of the crush happens next on the Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
Here is the moment of glory. I'm so excited. We are about to confess your crush here. With Ashley, who just said she's single, really open to finding out who has a crush on her. So, Ashley, here's how it's going to work. Jeff and I are going to step aside, and the person who has the crush on you is going to confess his name to you, and we'll see what happens from there.
All right.
All right, and if you were not listening just a few minutes ago, Ashley was thinking that the only person that popped into my mind was this coworker of hers. Ashley was thinking that maybe a coworker that she considered just a work flirt relationship might be the one to step up and do this.
So that's, might be the guy.
All right. Ashley, are you ready to find out who your secret admirer is?
I guess so.
All right.
Thank you for doing this.
secret admirer, the floor is yours. Introduce yourself.
Hey, Ashley. It's Kevin. I don't know if you remember me, but from Alyssa and Doug's wedding, we hit it off. We had some drinks. So I'm your crush.
Hi. I do remember you. Wow.
All right. Just to be clear, you guys do not work together.
No.
Nope.
That's a good thing. How are you?
I'm good. I'm hoping that you're good, too.
I am good. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you. This is a little weird, but, you know, I thought I'd take a chance because, man, I had so much fun with you, and I really wanted to pursue it and, you know, see if maybe we could go on a, you know, a real proper date instead of just hanging out at the hotel bar at the wedding.
And on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there we go. So what do you say? I'd love to take you out sometime, you know?
Well, here's the thing. I need to talk to my sister and brother-in-law, just because they like asked me not to date anyone from the wedding. So, like,
okay.
They did?
You know, it's why? Weird. Yeah, they did.
Why really? Would they? Why would they ask you to not date anyone from the wedding?
I don't know. I guess they like want me to clear it with them first, or I just feel like I need to talk to them again. They said it kind of flippantly, like before the actual wedding happened, and I just feel like I need to like ask them first.
Oh, okay.
I know that's kind of weird, but
if they give permission, you're up for it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Brent, like, do I need to talk to Doug or?
No, I'll talk to them.
Okay. So, like, should I call you back here in a little while, or should I be expecting a call? I mean, sorry, this is a little throwing me off a little bit.
Sorry. Yeah, I'll call them, and then I will call you.
Okay, because, man, I just can't wait to hear back from you. I had so much fun with you, so hopefully they say, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just feel like I need to talk to them, because they kind of made it weird of, like, don't date anybody. And I was like,
I wonder why they would say that, though. That's kind of weird that they would say that to you. Like,
well, I think that means they knew some of the single guys at the wedding were creeps. So what you have to hope is that, what you have to hope is you're not one of them.
Okay, so I got to pass the background check. All right, fair enough.
That may be it.
All right. Hey, Kevin, we're gonna let you go now. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin.
Bye, Kevin.
Bye.
Hey, Ashley.
Yeah.
Are you just low-key blowing him off right now?
No, I'm not. I'm just really caught off guard.
Totally get it. I was wondering, have you ever dated one of your sister's friends in the past and it went weird? Or this like, is there some history?
This isn't her sister's friend. This is Doug's friend.
Yeah, it's my brother-in-law's friend. And he doesn't have the greatest friends. And I don't know this guy, and we were pretty tipsy / drunk, and I really don't know him, you know, like, you know, the wedding scene, like, you're just dancing and you're not talking that much and you're just like having fun. So I'm a little apprehensive about my sister has warned me about her husband's friends. So I guess I was trying to defuse the situation just because I need to talk to her before I feel comfortable saying yes.
You just need to find out what category of friend Doug classifies Kevin before you decide how you're going to proceed with Kevin.
Yeah. He's cute. He's really nice. And I liked my first impression of him. So I'm not like instantly wary. I'm just wary from other stories.
So Doug's friend's
reputations. No, I did try to date one of his friends, actually. Like, blocked it out of my memory. And it did go very poorly. He was very weird. So that's probably playing a part in it, too. But
so I kind of feel like this was not a win, but it was also not yet a fail.
Right.
No.
It's just maybe.
I'm open. I just need some background information on
it. Sure. Quick little credit check and some fingerprints, and we are good to go.
I just didn't want to tell him, like, my brother-in-law doesn't have a good reputation for having good friends, or his friends don't have good reputations.
All right, probably should stop talking now. All right. I should wrap this up.
Ashley, thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for being awesome. Thanks for being such a good sport.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Amanda in Blue Ridge.
Yeah, she's not going to call him back. No, that's not going to happen. Mm-mm. She and even if she does need to get some kind of background information, like the way that she's talking, and if her brother-in-law's, whoever it was, friends, like if they're that bad of news, she's not going to.
No,
it's not happening.
That was
he's out of here.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Amanda.
Oh.
Thanks.
It was awesomely awkward to listen to, though, wasn't it? Wasn't that fun?
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.